Hello.
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Am I speaking with Jose?
Yeah.
First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, a state legislator, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain, probably, 50-50 chance?
No, I'll be there. I'll vote every time that in November.
And what year were you born?
I was born in 1954.
And what is your race?
White.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
Yes and no.
Well, from the options that I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Yes or no, sir?
Yes.
And thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I don't remember. You
wanted to live there by yourself. No problem. Please be assured that this survey is being conducted for research purposes only and that all responses will remain strictly confidential. Would you please reconsider indicating who you voted for, a Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, another candidate?
I don't remember that time, those 2 years back, 3 years now.
And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for a state senate were held today, would you be voting for a Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Well, in my district, I got to be voting a Democrat.
I would like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you're very favorable. 0 means you're unfavorable. 50 means that you particularly do not feel warm or cold. And you could choose any number between 0 and 100. Here's the first one. Donald Trump. From 0 to 100, how do you rate your feelings towards him?
In between the 50.
Okay. And what about Adam? Hinojosa.
The same.
And what about Joe Biden?
Well, so far he's been doing good right now, but I don't know. There's a lot of rumors going on. Yeah, I call it like a 75.
What about Greg Abbott?
Well, to him, I can put him at 65.
And Morgan Lemantia.
Matita?
Lemantia. Morgan Lemantia.
Or Mafia or something like that. I put her like a 60 right now.
And what about Ted Cruz?
Well, in between about 60 or 65.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Well, to me, he's doing a good job, but I don't know about those wires going on.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Well, I really can't say that side, because I know the Mexicans are living like cats and dogs over there. Too much crime going on over there.
So from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
Well, I don't know too much about her. She just turned in, I think, last year.
Well, thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Well, all depends who's going to run for president this coming year.
From the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Well, I'm a Democrat. I gotta vote Democrat. That's the only way I want to vote. Because they won't let me vote for Republic.
And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote for?
Well, it all depends on the word they say or what they promise, or I don't know what to do or what to say, who to vote.
And if the elections were held today and you had to choose right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Ted Cruz or Democrat Colin Allred?
Well, I might vote with Ted Cruz.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote for?
Well, I gotta hear their statement before I start voting.
Well, if the elections were held today and you had to choose right now, to which candidate would you lean, Republican Ted Cruz or Democrat Roland Gutierrez?
I don't know him yet.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Maria Flores and Democrat Vincent Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Well, that's new for me now. Okay. Both candidates is kind of new for me.
So if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Republican Maria Flores or Democrat Vincent Gonzalez Jr.?
Well, I think I have to go with Vincent.
Okay. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam?
Yeah.
Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
No. Not him. No, we're not for whatever. Whoever who he is.
Well, if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean towards? Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan LaMantia?
I'll go for Morgan LaMantia.
Now, I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor of Texas, a state legislator. For each one, please tell me if it's a high priority, medium priority, low priority, or not a priority at all. And thank you for your patience. We are almost done. Here's the first one. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages. Is it a high priority to you, medium, low priority, or not a priority at all?
In between variety.
What about security? Securing the border.
Just to be high security.
What about ensuring access to affordable quality health care?
In between.
Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
I don't know what to say on that one. Kind of mystery.
Supporting public schools.
Half of it.
Well, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for the state legislator. After each one, please tell me if you would more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott, border security policies. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for that type of candidate?
Well, more likely.
Well, what about a candidate who voted against a Texas abortion ban?
Less priority or whatever you call it.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Less.
What about a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovates solutions to secure the border?
High. High
candidate. Okay, a candidate who voted to support the Texas LGBTQ plus community.
Didn't ask him.
In between.
A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
In between.
And do you use WhatsApp?
Pardon me?
Do you use WhatsApp?
WhatsApp? No, I don't use that.
Okay. And finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Well, I consider myself a Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I don't know. I don't understand those words.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling you have completed?
9.5 or 10.5, somewhere from there.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I have just your first name?
No, you're going too far already. Thank you.
Oh, this is just to make sure that we're representing people of all races.